What if I told you that in the time it takes to read this sentence, humanity has generated more data than existed in the entire world just a few decades ago? We're living through a transformation so profound that it makes the Industrial Revolution look like a dress rehearsal. Every swipe on your phone, every purchase you make, every step your fitness tracker counts, all of it feeds into an invisible ocean of information that's reshaping how decisions get made, how businesses operate, and how our world functions. This isn't some distant future scenario. Right now, as you read these words, algorithms are predicting what you'll buy next week, doctors are diagnosing diseases by mining millions of patient records, and conservationists are saving endangered species by analyzing satellite imagery from space. The companies and organizations that have figured out how to navigate this data deluge aren't just succeeding, they're rewriting the rules of their industries entirely. From supermarket aisles to particle accelerators, from streaming services to jet engines, from hospital records to endangered species, we're witnessing a fundamental transformation in how problems get solved and value gets created. When Hurricane Francis approached Florida in 2012, Walmart's data scientists discovered strawberry Pop-Tart sales surged before severe weather. This pattern now lets Walmart pre-position truckloads exactly where needed. Managing 2 million employees across 20,000 stores, Walmart's Data Cafe processes 2.5 petabytes hourly, monitoring weather, social media, and gas prices simultaneously. When Halloween cookies didn't sell, analysts discovered within minutes they hadn't been shelved. Produce pricing errors get fixed in under 20 minutes, problems that once took weeks. Walmart's Social Genome Project scans millions of online conversations to forecast purchases, knowing local events drive specific demands and that weather three states away affects tomorrow's shopping. Traditional hiring couldn't find enough talent, so they turned to Kaggle, where data scientists compete on real challenges. Winners like Naveen Petamile earned positions solving problems like predicting promotional impacts. When a supermarket opened near Pendleton & Son Butcher Shop in Northwest London, Aaron Pendleton fought back with data. Window sensors revealed meal suggestions attracted more customers than price promotions. Locals wanted inspiration, not deals. Late-night foot traffic from nearby pubs led to premium Friday-Saturday burgers. Google Trends shaped menu items like pulled pork burgers with chorizo. Simple strategies proving big data isn't just for tech giants. 17 miles beneath the Swiss-French border, particles scream around a tunnel at 99.9% light speed, smashing together hundreds of millions of times per second. CERN's Large Hadron Collider generates 30 petabytes annually, 15 trillion text pages. Sensors capture 100 megapixel images, producing 300 gigabytes of raw data every second, filtered to 300 megabytes of useful information. The irony? CERN revolutionized data before big data existed. In the 1990s, frustrated scientist Tim Berners-Lee invented the World Wide Web to share research findings. Detecting barely existent particles demands unprecedented infrastructure. The worldwide LHC computing grid connects 170 centers across 35 countries, coordinating 200,000 processing cores. This distributed network confirmed the Higgs boson in 2013. Hollywood legend William Goldman famously said, "Nobody knows anything about predicting audience preferences. Netflix used data to prove him wrong." Your Netflix homepage differs from your neighbor's. Thumbnails, recommendations, even artwork are personalized. Action fans see explosions. Rom-com lovers see romantic subplots from the same film. Professional taggers categorize content into nearly 80,000 microgenres, not comedy, but wacky teen comedy featuring a strong female lead. The real audacity? Creating House of Cards by skipping pilots, immediately ordering two seasons, a 100 million bet on pure data. Algorithms identified massive overlap between Kevin Spacey fans, David Fincher enthusiasts, and British version viewers. Viewer data informs casting, plot developments, season length. Result? 90% of members watched hits like House of Cards and Orange is the New Black. Netflix transformed entertainment from broadcast networks deciding what you watch to true personalized television through sophisticated data analytics. Jet engines operate under extreme conditions, where failure at 35,000 feet can be catastrophic. Rolls-Royce, manufacturing engines for 500 airlines and over 150 armed forces, predicts problems before they happen. Modern engines are flying data centers. Hundreds of sensors constantly transmit operational information to global service centers, where engineers analyze performance in real time. The system detects both recognized degradation patterns and novel anomalous behaviors days or weeks before critical failures. The data volumes are staggering. Newer engines transmit 1,000 times more information than 1990s models. Manufacturing a single fan blade generates half a terabyte of data. With 6,000 blades produced annually, that's 3 petabytes for one component alone. This represents the digitization of an industry built on steel and sweat. As one executive states, "The digitization of Rolls-Royce is not up for debate. The question is not whether it will happen, but how fast." The lesson extends beyond aerospace. Big data represents digital technology's encroachment into traditionally mechanical industries. Companies that implement it quickly will define their industries. Those that don't risk obsolescence. 80% of medical information exists as unstructured data, physician notes, hospital records, clinical observations in barely legible handwriting. For decades, this treasure trove has been invisible to analytics. California-based Apixio combines machine learning with natural language processing to decode what doctors meant in those 2 a.m. notes. The impact is significant. Medical coders process 2 to 3 times more charts per hour with 20% greater accuracy. Analyzing 25,000 patients over 9 months, they identified over 5,000 undocumented disease instances, gaps that could lead to harmful treatment decisions. Unlike traditional evidence-based medicine with small study populations, mining real-world clinical data creates a learning healthcare system where every treatment outcome becomes a data point. CEO Darren Schultz emphasizes solving concrete problems over creating flashy dashboards. Hospital CIOs don't often see problems actually being solved using big data. The true value lies in ensuring appropriate care, unglamorous work that promises to transform healthcare. An estimated 140,000 species disappear annually, most unidentified, since only 15% of Earth's species have been cataloged. The Zoological Society of London's Institute of Zoology combines satellite imagery with zoological, demographic, and geographical data to understand human activity's effects on wildlife populations. Remote sensing has transformed conservation work. Satellites track populations from space, monitoring animal movements and human impacts like deforestation without expensive fieldwork. High-resolution images reveal individual animals, enabling population counting algorithms. Migration patterns get captured and modeled to predict likely pathways elsewhere. Ground-level data comes from camera traps, field observers, drones, and tourist photos scanned with image recognition software. The analysis incorporates biological information, species distribution data, human demographics, NASA's forest fire monitoring, and LIDAR technology measuring vegetation to predict habitats. Dr. Robin Freeman notes that statistical programming has become essential for conservation researchers, with graduate training increasingly focused on machine learning. With species disappearing at alarming rates and limited resources, data-driven methods identify those most at risk, ensuring funding gets deployed where it makes the biggest difference. The data revolution is here, reshaping every industry, from supermarkets to hospitals, and creating opportunities for those willing to embrace it. This transformation brings critical questions. How do we balance personalization against privacy? When algorithms make life-affecting decisions, from credit approvals to medical treatments, how do we ensure fairness and accountability? As data becomes increasingly valuable, how do we protect it from theft or misuse? Thriving organizations won't necessarily have the most data or sophisticated tools. They'll start with clear strategic objectives, identify where data makes the biggest difference, and collect information that helps achieve those goals. They'll be transparent about collection and usage, implement robust security measures, and ensure algorithms don't perpetuate biases. The future belongs to those who turn data into insights, insights into actions, and actions into tangible benefits, whether increased profits, improved efficiency, enhanced experiences, or solutions to global challenges. The ability to effectively collect, analyze, and act on data will define competitive advantage in coming decades. Those who master this capability will shape the future. Those who ignore it risk irrelevance. Your data-driven tomorrow starts with today's decisions.